One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, my name is Eris, and I have always dreamed of becoming a model. When I was a kid, I would spend hours looking at fashion magazines, and then I'd close my eyes and imagine myself walking down the runway, blinded by the flashes of the cameras. Harry, it's time for dinner! My dreams went up like smoke, and I walked obediently into the kitchen. Growing up, I asked my mother to enroll me in modeling school. She didn't mind. The first day, I was so nervous that I was not immediately able to figure out where the class was located, in which I will begin my dizzying career as a model. Finally, the cherished door was found. When I opened it and entered the room, I looked around with interest. The whole room was covered with mirrors. In the center were already gathered young girls, apparently students like me, and a stately woman. I thought she was a teacher. Before I knew it, the teacher shouted at me, "You're late for my class. This is unacceptable. Stop standing in the doorway, miss. You're disturbing everyone." I looked at the woman with my eyes wide open and almost crying. I just got lost. I couldn't explain myself. The woman wouldn't even listen to me and grabbed my arm and dragged me to the center of the room. "You're going to study in the center of the room. Let everyone look at you. I hope you won't want to be late again." For the entire hour I spent in class, I felt humiliated. The other students looked at me with pity, and the teacher never missed an opportunity to reproach me for something. Later, one girl told me that they disliked me because I was much prettier than the others, but I didn't know that at the time, so I came home in tears, totally convinced that I wasn't going to make a model. "My daughter, what happened to you? Who hurt you?" I tried to explain to my mother, still sobbing. "I got lost by looking for a room where a lesson for models was held. I was late and got from the teacher for it. She made me a laughingstock for the whole hour. I cried even more. My dad heard it when he was walking by. He was very angry that someone had dared to do that to me. So he immediately went to the modeling school and talked to the teacher. However, this conversation could not be called productive. Dad came home even angrier than he was.
"The woman is crazy," he exclaimed. "As soon as I opened my mouth, she accused me of believing the lies of a silly girl and distracting her from her work."
He was silent for a while, tapping his foot angrily on the floor.
"Here's the thing, Harry,"
he finally spoke.
"You're not going in there anymore. I don't want to see you humiliated like that every time. If you want, we'll find another school. Or I'll teach you myself. You know, your daddy was a photographer. I wasn't a model, of course, but I've seen a lot. I think that's enough to get you started."
My dad asked a model he knew to work out with me. Every Sunday, she came over and we spent a few hours in the studio. She taught me how to pose properly, and my dad made me a professional portfolio. I was more than happy with that kind of study. One day, when I came home from school, I went to take a shower to freshen up. Dressing up in a home sweater with a short sleeve, I noticed a light dot on my skin. At first, I didn't think anything of it. It was just a white spot. Why bother? I got dressed and went to get dinner, completely forgetting about its appearance. But A week later, I was shocked to see how much it had grown in size. In addition, several new spots had appeared. My heart clenched with a bad feeling. I didn't know what was happening to me, but it definitely scared me. While I waited for my mom to come home from work, I couldn't find a place. I tried to do my homework, but my thoughts kept going back to the strange marks on my skin over and over again. I examined my entire body, but I couldn't find anything out of the ordinary, except for those spots. When my mother came home, I immediately ran to her to ask her what it could be. As soon as she looked at my hand, my mother's face changed. I began to worry again. My heart began to beat harder, and tears came to my eyes. Do you know what this is? I asked in a broken voice.
I have an idea, but I can't say for sure.
She clearly didn't want to answer the question directly, and that only made me more worried. In the end, we decided that tomorrow, after school, my mom would take me to a doctor she knew. I was so worried. I spent the whole next day on pins and needles. I had no appetite at all. I sat in front of the plate with school lunch all break, but I never touched my food. Although, perhaps the problem was also that the lunch could not be called appetizing. Anyways, I finally started waiting for my mother to call. The doctor turned out to be a very nice girl. She smiled at me and carefully examined those unfortunate spots on my skin, then gave my mom a list of all the tests I needed to take. We returned home late and simply collapsed from fatigue. Mom even let me skip the school the next day. As time went on, I gradually calmed down. The spots seemed to stop growing, so I even forgot about them sometimes. But that was only until the day the test results arrived. In the envelope was the diagnosis that made me practically lose consciousness. I leaned on the back of a chair to not fall and stood like that for 10 minutes, trying to understand what had happened. I have vitiligo. A dozen images popped into my head, one more disgusting than the next one. One day, my skin will have to turn blotchy. The thought brought me to tears every time. When my mother came home, she found me in the kitchen. I was still sitting there with the test results in my hands. Mom hugged me and read the contents of the letter over my shoulder. I asked her, sobbing, "What am I going to do now, Mom? I don't want these spots to appear on my skin. I'll get ugly." Mom stroked my head. "You'll always be beautiful, Airy. Don't you worry. If you want, I can buy you special cosmetics." When Dad came in, he was in shock too, but he tried to pull himself together quickly. He flatly refused to listen to my pleas to stop modeling.
"You deserve it, my princess."
He cut me off. So, my life was back on track, especially since the disease was not spreading very quickly. I continued modeling and took part in my first real shoots. I continued going to school. At one of my meetings, I even met a very handsome guy, Felix. He and I quickly found a common language and became friends. I think I fell in love. Every time he was near, I felt butterflies fluttering in my stomach. Sometimes, before I was going to sleep, I imagined that I would confess my feelings to him and we would start dating. But then, the fear of him rejecting me would appear and my dreams would be shattered. I was also very afraid he would find out about my illness. How would he feel about my imperfections? Over this month and a half, the white spots got bigger, and I started covering them up with foundation so no one knew about vitiligo yet. But then, one day, I left my phone on my desk and my classmate Harry took it to read my messages. He saw a picture of the very same letter from the doctor that said I was sick. When I returned to class, he came up to me with a nasty grin.
"Is that supposed to mean that our dear Eris has skin like a leopard? Strange. I never noticed your spots. You hide them quite skillfully. Come on, let me see them."
With these words, he grabbed my hand and began to wipe off the cream, hiding the whitened part of my skin. Then he lifted my hand above my head with a look of victory and shouted to the whole class,
"Look! Our model isn't so perfect. She has vitiligo and has been hiding it from us. I'm sure no magazine will want to print her picture now.
Out of resentment and helplessness, I couldn't hold back tears. Everyone in class was looking at me like I was something disgusting. Someone pointed a finger in my direction and whispered. At that moment, Felix came in. He was supposed to pick me up after class and take me to the shooting. He seemed to have heard our conversation. Felix snatched me out of Harry's arms.
How dare you hurt her? She's beautiful anyway, but you could use some plastic surgery. Except no one can make your soul as beautiful as Aries. Beautiful, you say?
Harry grinned.
The room came to run to save his darling. Except tell me, you didn't know anything either, did you? I don't think she appreciates you or trusts you at all.
My friend changed his face. Apparently, these words hurt him, and Harry went on.
Go ahead, tell him. Why didn't at least he know about it? Admit that you're just using him. He's got such great connections. He'll make you famous in no time, just like you wanted.
I looked at Felix, who turned white in horror. He asked quietly,
Is it true, Harry?
God, I was so angry. I slapped Harry in the face and screamed at him. How could you say that? I would never do that to him. I love him. He's too important to me to think about connections. Everyone froze. I was usually very calm, and then I hit a man and yelled at him. From the surging emotions, I burst into tears even more. Someone gently put his arm around my shoulders. It was Felix.
Is it true? You said you love me?
I felt very uncomfortable with the whole class staring at us, but I still found the strength to nod. Yes, it's true, I whispered. Felix lifted my face and wiped my tears away with his thumb.
I'm so happy,
he said with a smile and kissed me lightly on the lips, right in front of the whole class. I forgot how to breathe for a while. Everyone applauded, and only Harry ran out. Then I explained to Felix that Harry asked me out once, but I didn't like him, so I had to say no. Felix told me he didn't think vitiligo was terrible, and I was very happy. Speaking of which, what Harry said about me not being able to be a model with this skin turned out to be wrong. Someone filmed that ugly scene on their phone and posted it on the internet. A lot of people liked the video, and it became famous. And soon, a famous photographer wrote to me. He said that he had seen some of my photos in magazines, and he thought my look was very memorable. We agreed on a shoot. I became bolder and realized that people can be different from each other and still be beautiful. So, I never tried to hide my skin condition again. My dream came true. After meeting that photographer, I started working with big brands and became the face of them. What do you think? Is it okay to mock a person because of the way they look?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.